Hello, Rich Girls. Welcome back to Old Money, the podcast for women building the trust funds they wish they were born with. I am your host, Amber Evenson, coming back at you from my office in San Diego, California. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, welcome to the audio experience. But remember, if you want to watch this on YouTube, I'm there. I'm on camera. I'm on video. You can go over to YouTube/Old Money Podcast, I think, and go find the video there. And, you know, I'm dancing around over here. Poppy's in the room, but you can't see her. I've got my Ralph Lauren on today. I know everybody's talking about a Ralph Lauren Christmas. It's actually Ralph Lauren. I should not say Lauren. It's Lauren. We know this, but it's just old habits die hard. We know this, right? It's Ralph Lauren. What do you guys think about this old money Christmas? Not old money Christmas. Oh my God, that was a Freudian slip. Ralph Lauren Christmas. Everybody's up in arms on it on social media. There are some people that are, if you're not into the TikTok lore yet, there are some people that are hardcore Ralph Lauren Christmas people who are like, I used to work for the brand. I know the standards. If you have a gray house or you're trying to do this cheap at TJ Maxx, that's not real Ralph Lauren Christmas. And then there's other people out there being like, okay, all of you snotty people, don't gatekeep Ralph Lauren Christmas. We can all add plaid into our Christmas decor if we want. And then people are saying, I've worked for the brand and there are only three types of Ralph Lauren plaid that are acceptable. And I'm just exhausted. This is one of those examples of people gatekeeping or creating an in-group with status, like you know if you know type of a thing. And for something that is so low stakes as Christmas decor, I'm like, fight a better fight, you guys. There's got to be something better for us to talk about. So no, I'm not involved in Ralph Lauren Christmas drama, but please know that it's just a sociological experiment for us to watch how people create an in-group with very specific niche things, and then they want to make people feel like they're on the outside by not knowing the true Ralph Lauren Christmas stuff. I don't know. It's just sociological experiment for us to watch and see how people use wealth and status and information to keep people in or out of their game. Just something fun to look at there. Today's episode, though, we're not quite at Christmas yet, but we are getting close. We're at the beginning of November, and I am so excited to let you know that Old Money Method is now fully live. All the modules are live for you as of today, and you can now register. So we are going to talk through a little bit of a preview. If you didn't make it to last week's live workshop, I want to tell you a little bit about what you can find, but I also want to give you the overview so that you can follow along, whether you're in the program or not, with the 5 weeks to wealth. That is the program. We are going through for the next 5 weeks, five different main ideas to organize our financial life ahead of 2026. Here's the thing. You know, I called my 2026 word like 3 weeks ago, my 2026 vision and goals. That was all set back in September, back in July. I'm ready to go. Like now all I need to do is execute. But the thing is that if you're not organized, the execution feels so crazy and overwhelming. And where do I start and what's the system? So in last week's masterclass, I went through some of the organizational systems that I use to keep myself organized in running two businesses and keeping my podcast and managing my team, of keeping my relationship, my health, my dog, everything running smoothly so that it never stresses me out. Like adulting, you know how there was that big trend of like, everybody's like, adulting is so hard. It is so hard if you're flying by the seat of your pants. The masterclass went through all of that. And that is also now in the Old Money Method modules. So you can go back and reference that to see what I'm talking about as it relates to keeping your life organized. But when we're talking about getting your money organized, that's what Old Money Method is all about. It's the method to set up the machine so that your money is managing itself in the background of your life and it's not all consuming. You should not be spending hours a month or hours a week managing your money and registering what you're spending and what's going on. You should not have to rebalance your portfolio. Your money should be on autopilot so that you can go enjoy your life using the money that you make. The more time we spend obsessing and being anxious or avoiding our money is less time that we have to go live our lives and go rollerblading or go shopping or go have a glass of Sancerre at noon on a Tuesday. That's what we want to be doing with our money, not sitting looking at a spreadsheet. So in 5 weeks, I'm going to take you through all the things that you need to do to get that in order. And today I'm going to give you a preview of it. So we're going to go into that. I'm going to give you the discount code right now because there is a discount code available until Friday. And if you want to get 15% off of Old Money Method, it's going to be TRUSTFUND15. Trust fund, all one word, 15, will get you 15% off the course. The link is in the show notes right now. We're going to go through an overview of what's included in the course today. So if you aren't sure if Old Money Method is for you, this will give you a really good taste and flavor. And then I will tell you all the things that I'm going to be doing with you, walking through with you in the actual course. Okay. So before we get into that, I wanted to introduce a new segment that I've been kind of obsessing over. If you are not yet signed up for the Old Money newsletter, you're missing out because one of my most favorite things that I'm doing that I just started doing is Old Money Monthly. And it just went out this week, yesterday. So even though in Old Money Monthly, I'm telling you about what's going on in my life, sometimes I forget stuff or sometimes I want to go into more detail. And then also throughout the month, I've been like thinking of things that I just want to tell you, but I don't want to wait until Old Money Monthly. So this new segment is called Cashing In, and it's all about things that I'm into, inspired by, consuming, or straight up just cashing in on, like purchasing, buying, whatever, whatever I'm curating, whatever's coming into my life, whatever is inspiring me right now. So we are always going to do a cashing in segment at the beginning of each show. And also shout outs, because I need to make sure you guys know that I'm seeing what you're writing. I am so involved in all of the comments, all the DMs. You know, I always respond to all the DMs, but I want to give you guys shout outs. So if you want to give yourself a shout out or you want to give another rich girl a shout out, you can always DM me, send it in. I will say it on the show. I will do shout outs and you will hear them, whether it's somebody's birthday or somebody's business anniversary or a huge milestone that you accomplish and you want a shout out, send it in. And then also I'll pull from all the comments and DMs and stuff that you guys send me. So we'll do that at the end of the show. But right now let's talk about cashing in, because here's what I'm cashing in on. And I have been, the anticipation has just been rising and I've been so excited for this. I have been so excited to cash in on sales that are coming up. Okay. So when this episode drops, we're going to be in the middle of the Sephora sale. And you best believe I have a full Sephora shopping list for you. I'll post it on Instagram. It's available in my Shop My account. But the Sephora savings event is happening right now. So there's a series of the sales and it's running all the way until the 10th of November. It started on the 31st of October and it started with 30% off. Then it goes to 20% off from the 31st to the 10th if you're a Rouge member. And if you're a VIB, you get 15% off from the 4th until the 10th. So it's all of these stages, right? But here's what I always forget, is that this sale happens every single year. And I'm always like randomly shopping or buying things on Sephora.com throughout the year when I should really just be saving all of the things that I need to stock up on for the sale. Because why not save a little bit of money and then just get it during the sale? And then that reminded me of the other sale that I got such good deals on last year, which was the Aloe Yoga sale last year. Now, Aloe Yoga, there's a lot of controversy here because their quality has supposedly gone way, way down. I wasn't a big Aloe Yoga girl before. I just had a couple pieces from them. And also their pricing has continued to rise. But last year, they did a pre-Black Friday sale at the end of October. And they also did a single sale on 11/11 last year. And then they had their Black Friday sale. And all three of those sales were 30% off the entire site. So I'm recording this in late October. It's possible they might drop one on us next week, or they might drop it on us in the beginning of November, or it might be Black Friday. But 30% off of Aloe Yoga, yes, 100%. Because the thing I'm obsessed with from Aloe Yoga are their socks. They are just perfect temperature regulating socks. I don't know what it is. I wear them to bed every single night because whether my feet are cold or my feet are hot, they kind of like balance it in the middle. I'm literally obsessed with their socks. And I went in to buy some a couple of months ago and just a regular day. And I bought three pairs of socks and the guy was checking me out. He's like, okay, $102, please. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me for three pairs of socks? And I bought them anyway because I wanted them. But the point is this, I rather get three pairs of socks for 30% off because now they're like $30 a pair apparently. And when I got them on the sale, they're like 18. Well, they were last year when they were lower price. My point is this, the sales are coming. So stock up your buying and shopping for when the sale is coming. And then the last one that I'm always really hyped on, and you'll see that in my Shop My Links, I link to Bloomingdale's a lot because they have such good rewards programs and such good sales. So in 2024, they did a friends and family sale twice, and they did one in the late fall. Right now, when I'm recording this, they're doing this like 30% off promotion, but it's likely that they're going to do a 25% off friends and family sale. The reason I like friends and family sale more than the 30% off promotion is that the 30% off promotion usually excludes most of the brands that I'm shopping in. But when you do a friends and family sale at Bloomingdale's, it includes so many more of the brands that I like to shop in, like Basher, Zadig, and Voltaire, all of these brands that are normally not discounted. So I have been waiting, looking, watching, re-signing up for emails because I have so many things that I want to buy to bring me into my chic year of 2026, but I'm just like being a little bit more patient and strategic about it. And this dovetails perfectly into the first category we talk about in Old Money Method, which is regulated spending. Well, it's actually the second thing, but it's important because a long time ago, I used to think that I needed something and needed it right now in order to make me feel better. And after having practiced overcoming all of my overspending habits, I am such a delayed gratification queen. Like, I don't care when I'm getting something, I'm just getting it. I know I will. And there's no stress around it. And I mean that for something big or something small. So let me just, before we get into the method, dovetail on this really quick. Just let me riff on this. When you are putting in a manifestation into the universe, whether it's a pair of new Adidas sneakers, whether it's a brand new car or a partner or a new house, when you cast your manifestations, a lot of people cast the manifestation and then wonder about it, worry about it. They're anxious about it. They're trying to figure out what they need to do to make that manifestation happen. They do all of these things to interfere with the process of getting the manifestation to come to them. And all of those things, all of that worrying, all of that focus, it's driving all of this energy into reaffirming that you don't have what it is that you're trying to manifest. But if you can get into a state of trust and knowing that it's coming, what usually ends up happening is that your experience of the manifestation becomes much less cumbersome, much less frictionful, and the manifestation usually tends to materialize a lot easier than if you're fighting it tooth and nail every step of the way. The way that I like to think about this, and this is an analogy I picked up a long time ago, I don't know where it originated, but it's like when you put in an order with Amazon. You put in an order with Amazon, and then what happens is a few days later, you're walking into your house and there's a package at the front door. And you're like, huh, oh, that's weird. I must have ordered something. I totally forgot. When you put in an order with Amazon, you are putting in the order and you trust it's going to come to you. You're not worrying. You're not wondering. You're not double checking the shipping. You literally just completely tune it out, so much so that more often than not, you don't even remember what you ordered. If you could put in an order with the universe for your manifestation, the way that you put in an order with Amazon for a package, and you just focused on living your life, you would just be surprised that it showed up to your doorstep in an unwrapped box, because that's usually the way manifestations come. And here's the thing. There are probably things that you want in your life that you don't have right now, but I guarantee you, you have most everything that you wanted 3 years ago. So if you can remember that there was a past version of you that manifested everything that you wanted, that you have right now, there is still this version of you now who hasn't met the 3 years in the future version who is going to have all of the things that you want. So when we talk about manifestation and we talk about creating wealth and we talk about all these things, my biggest thing is what energy is being expended in between the casting of the manifestation and the quote unquote end result or the result of that manifestation. I think a lot of time is spent wasted trying to listen to everybody on TikTok and following this guru and that guru, and then getting distracted by shiny object syndrome. It's then getting, you know, off track with our goals and sliding backwards. It's worrying. It's beating ourselves up for sliding backwards. It's hyper fixating on things. It's creating this really complicated system and then sticking to it for 4 days and then falling off when we go on our period. It's all of this start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. I used to do that with my money too. I used to do that all the time. I would create these super complicated, elaborate plans of how I was going to totally change my financial life in 10 days. And then I would fall off on day two. And so I recognized for myself, the thing that was actually more sustainable for me was to just, again, like Anna Wintour says, don't look right, don't look left, just look at what you can do and focus in. And I broke down my wealth creation process into five different steps, five keys to financial freedom. And it's in a pyramid because the bottom, the foundation, is what you have to master before you can go to the next level. So at the bottom of this steps to financial pyramid is budgeting and spending control. And I think this is where a lot of us stay stuck with our money, is that we never figure out how to control our spending or how to spend less than we make. The reason this foundational level is so important is because it's kind of like that old trope of more money, more problems. If you don't figure out how to regulate this foundationally, it's going to cause you more problems as you go up the ladder, okay? So let's jump ahead to the second layer here of the pyramid, which is earning and creating value. The bottom layer of the pyramid is budgeting and spending control, then it's earning and creating value. If you don't have your spending control regulated in that foundational level, and you jump ahead and you try to go start a business, and you start that business, but you have not learned about delayed gratification, you have not learned about shiny object syndrome, you haven't learned to control your spending, you're going to get yourself into bigger problems having a business account that you can now pull funds from. And you might look at all this money and be like, oh, hell yeah, it's burning a hole in my pocket. Let me spend it on supplies and a new desk and an upgraded monitor. And oh, I need all of this content creation stuff. All of these things are going to be the thing that's going to make my business more successful. And then you've spent all the money that you've earned. And then what happens? It's time to pay taxes. And you haven't saved any money for taxes. The same problems that we have in our personal finance are going to carry into our family finance, our business finance, anything that we try to do that's expansive. If we haven't regulated it, if we haven't resolved it on that core foundational pyramid level, number one level, we're going to cause ourselves more problems in the future. So we need to start with budgeting and spending control at the base. That is so important. Within that category is also paying off debt. Going to the next level, as I said, earning and creating value. That is so, so important because we are the source of our abundance. So if we want to earn more, we need to create more value. When we go up the pyramid, again, we get into investing and multiplying. How are we going to take the money that we've earned now that we've got our spending under control, now that we can create more income? Now, how am I going to multiply that and make it exponentially grow for me? Then we go to protection and legacy. And at the top of this pyramid is financial freedom. You have ultimate sovereignty over your life, over your time. Now that you have financial freedom and all of your assets are protected, they're working for you, they're investing and multiplying on their own. You have systems set up so that you can earn and create value all the time. And at the bottom of the pyramid, all of your spending and budgeting is under control. Your life makes sense mathematically on paper. That's where you get to financial freedom. So that's the pyramid to financial freedom. Let's talk about what we go over in old money method. The first and most important thing is really an understanding of this and also wealth architecture. So module one is all about the wealth architecture. And what we're talking about here is building a personal financial blueprint, which is a structure that ensures every dollar that you earn, every dollar that flows to you, has a purpose and multiplies. If you were in my workshop last year called Money is Water, it's a lot about that. It's about how money should flow. And it's not just about it goes from your paycheck to your checking account to swiping your card at the cafe for a matcha. I am talking about how to optimize at every step of the way. For example, we have pre-tax and post-tax money. So you might make, let's say, $10,000 a month in your salary. Let's say you make $120,000 a year is your salary. You would get $10,000 a month, right, in salary. But that's before taxes. Well, there are actions that you need to be taking before taxes to make sure that your money is optimized at that level. That includes your 401k and matching. We're going to go through that in detail so that you understand finally what that means. We talk about HSA and we talk about how to set money aside. That's pre-tax and why that's so important. That is so crucial to understand how you can get more out of your money. Then after you've got that pre-tax taken care of, now we're talking about what actually ends up in your bank account. And there is an order of operations of things that you should be doing with your money that does not include paying your rent first. It does not include budgeting for going out first. It includes all of these other priorities that you need to know about so that you are setting yourself up for a really healthy financial future. These priorities are going to change based on your age. These priorities are going to change based on your income. But we're going to go through the architecture of all of these things in designing a plan. So as opposed to feeling like, okay, I've got all of this money that lands in my account twice a month, what do I do with it? You're going to start thinking about things in a very logical type of like workflow fashion. And I have all of the workflows for you so that you can look at all of the different ways your money should flow or could flow from the main source of income that you have. If you have multiple sources of income, we'll talk about that as well. But the wealth architecture is really the foundation and the priorities so that you can go through the checklist of things and make decisions based on what really matters to you in building wealth for your life. Module 2 is all about regulated spending and creating a plan for your money. I hate the B word. The B word is like my worst enemy. Budgeting sounds miserable. But when I talk about creating a plan for my money and knowing where my money is going to flow, for me, that feels powerful. That feels empowering. It feels motivating. It feels like a system. When I think about budgeting, I think about restriction. I think about things that I can't have, things that I have to say no to. So what I'm really hoping that we get to together is having a plan for your money that helps you automate your expenses and your spending so that your lifestyle is still expanding without overspending and without regret. A lot of this starts with just awareness. Like, where is your money actually going? How much money are you actually bringing home every single month? And how much are you actually spending on different areas of your life? Most people are totally unconscious to what it is that they're spending money on. They don't know where their money is going, and it feels like there's just never enough. So creating a plan for your money that supports your long-term growth, supports your day-to-day life, and supports like maybe you want to go on vacation to Cabo this year. Maybe next year is the year that you go on a wine tasting trip through the south of France with your lover. That type of stuff is what we're working for. When I think about budgeting, I think about spreadsheets and restriction, and just nothing exciting happens for me in the word budget. But when I think about a plan for my life and my money and how that's going to support it, I'm excited. So that's what this is all about. Creating a plan for your money, number one, is understanding where your money is, where it's going, where it could go, where you want to direct it to go, and then making it happen. So that's all about creating rivers and dams and streams so that your money is going to flow where you want it to go based on how you want to live your life. In this module, we'll also talk about how do you want to live your life? Like, what's important to you? And what are we going to actually prioritize here? Is it the nice house, the nice cars? Is it the vacations, or is it all of it? And can you make really intentional decisions or own the decisions that you've already made to get really honest about how it is that you're going to spend your money so that it really, really supports you? We're still in this budgeting and spending control kind of foundational piece right here in module 3 of Old Money Method, which is accelerated debt freedom. And this is coming from a woman who has found herself in debt many a times, for so many times that I thought I was going to be chronically in debt for the rest of my life. I thought at one point, well, I'm just going to be one of those girls that just always has a credit card balance, and I'm just going to have to live like this. In module 1, I talk a lot about, I said the wealth architecture, and that's a very intentional word choice that I picked, architecture, because I like to think about the way that I'm building my wealth is like I'm building a skyscraper. I'm building a building, and there are an unlimited number of floors that I can build while I'm building my skyscraper. But when I'm in debt, I'm in the basement. When I'm in debt, I haven't even made it to ground level yet. When I'm in debt, I'm underground. And the reason for that is because when you are in debt, and I'm not talking about mortgage, I'm not talking about student loan, I'm talking about consumer spending, I'm talking about the debt that we've incurred on ourselves that is out of control, that is at a 23, 25, 30% APR that we cannot get out of, we are never going to get to the foundational build of that building until we pay off our debt. When we build our wealth architecture, we have to build our architecture on very solid ground. That's why I use the pyramid as an archetype or as an example, because the pyramid has the widest base at the bottom. That's a very strong, stable foundation. When we're building our wealth architecture, we build that foundation as wide as we can. And you know how buildings go, they have to taper up as they go up, right? And the thing is the fun about building your wealth is that things on level one, when you're first starting out, you might be putting away $25 a month into your savings account or into your investing account. And you're like, wow, this is really uninspiring. Well, think about it, what it's like if you have an apartment on the ground floor of Manhattan. You have an apartment and you have like dogs that are walking by and pissing on your bushes. You have street noise. You have all of this smog and soot and dust from just the city life that's there. It's kind of rough living, right? And then just think about what happens when you go up to the fourth floor. Maybe the fourth floor of your building that you're living on in Manhattan, in the busiest city in the world, on the fourth floor, you don't have the smell of dog pee right at your nose while you're on level one, but you might still have some road noise. Maybe you have a walk up. Maybe you're walking up four flights of stairs to get there, but things start to look a little different at level four. Maybe you're starting to see some green at the top of the trees. Things are starting to look a little better. You're away from the chaos on the ground floor, but you're just a few levels up. And then maybe you start to level up and now you're on floor 15. All of a sudden you have a direct access elevator. You don't hear any road noise. You're insulated from that. You certainly don't smell the dog pee. You certainly don't hear all of the traffic. You certainly aren't on the ground level where all these people are walking by and all their soot is just gross outside your door. Your architecture has brought you higher and higher and higher on your process of building your life, your wealth, your home, whatever. We're just using this as an analogy. Things start to look different as you move up in your building, right? Think about what the ultimate of financial freedom is. You're at the top, you're in the penthouse. You have views 360 degrees all the way around your house. You see Central Park, you see the river, you see the Statue of Liberty, you see everything. The freedom is you can look wherever you want to look. When you're in debt, you're in the basement. When you're in debt, the dogs are peeing on a ground level that's higher than you. The reality is if you are in debt, you don't have a foundation on which to build, because money only multiplies positively when you're in the positive. We are looking to accelerate your growth through compounding returns on your investments, on your real estate, on your businesses. And if you are not actively paying off your debt, you are not getting out of the basement. We have to close up that basement. We have to be done with the basement and start on a foundation, which is a new paradigm, which is we're not going into debt. We're not going to overspend. We're using debt as leverage, not to fulfill a dopamine hit, not to fulfill something that we feel is missing. We're only going to leverage debt if it's going to help us build the next floors of our building. And we have to get really honest about that, because I think a lot of us try to get into debt to look rich. And we're going to talk about this a lot on the next episode too. But we're like, oh, I need to have this outfit so that I can be perceived as wealthy and perceived as successful. That's going to help me be more successful. It's not. It's an illusion. If you are spending outside of your means, if you are not aligned energetically with your money, and you're not actively paying off your debt, or you're carrying debt, or you're just resigned to always be in debt, you're never going to get out of the basement. You have to get out of the basement so you can start building those floors and get to the first floor and get to the fourth floor, get to the 15th floor, and then get to the penthouse. That is the most important piece of the wealth architecture. So I have systems for you to pay off debt as fast as possible. And since we're here, and I want to give you a little bit of value while we're in this episode as well, I wanted to tell you about two systems, because this is not about muscling through it, okay? This is about what tools are out there that we can leverage to pay off our debt faster. I have a spreadsheet version. I go through all of it in the Old Money Method. We will learn all of it. You will understand why you're in debt, why you stay in debt, how to get out of it, what it's going to take. However, there's a couple of tools that I wanted to tell you about. The first one is a new app called Ditch.io. And the reason I like this app is because you basically connect all of your accounts, and then you're going to set up automatic payoffs so that it's happening for you. What do I love? Automatic payoffs. I love that something's happening automated for you in the background. That's how you achieve your goals. That's what we're setting up in Old Money Method. 100% automation is the key to success in any aspect of your life, sis, for real. So what you do here is you set up these automations, then it's automatically going to pay off this debt. It's also helping you with budgeting and all these different types of things, but it's an AI personal finance assistant to help coach you around where you have overspending, where you have underspending, if you're over budget, under budget, all the things. The reason I think this is important is because a lot of us don't have the discipline to log in and look at something that is stressing us out. And so this app is taking the guesswork out of paying off the debt and automating it for you so that it happens in the background of your life. There was actually a girl on TikTok, and I don't know the creator's name, but she's so sweet. And what she was doing is she was trying to pay off $40,000 of debt or $45,000 of debt in 365 days. And she was taking tally of all of the interactions that were happening on her videos, whether it was a comment, a like, a view, whatever. And she was making that worth like a penny. And every single day she would post a video to hold herself accountable. And she would say, yesterday I had 100 likes and 100 comments and 100 watches and 65 whatever comments. And so that total is 365. So I'm going to make that $3.65 that I'm paying towards my debt. Well, obviously people have gotten so behind her because it's so easy to support her. And now people are watching, commenting just so that she will pay off more of her debt. And what's happening is that people are now also engaging with her videos, and she's gained so many followers that she's creating money from the TikTok Creator Fund. And by the way, if you can hear Poppy snoring in the background, she is dead asleep right now and she is sawing logs. So now on top of that, she's created a new revenue stream for herself because she has so many people engaging and following and watching that she has this following on TikTok, and now she's making money as a creator on the Creator Fund. So she's also putting that money towards her debt as well. So she created this ritual. She held herself accountable publicly, and she has some sort of metric that's like automatically going to equal some sort of payment that she has to make to her debt. And she was making a payment every single day. Every single day. That is so powerful to do something every single day to knock that debt away. So that's kind of what I like about Ditch. There's another one here, and this one's free. It's called Undebit, and it's undebit.it. So Undebit. And this is another system that is a snowball calculator that calculates for you an easy to follow payment plan so you can pay off your debt. There's a whole dashboard, you can get into it, and we'll go into more detail on this on Old Money Method, but I wanted to give you two things to look into if you're in debt right now, because that is the number one thing that we need to resolve for you to clear the energy, to clear all that stagnation, to clear all of that past financial investment in whatever it was, so that we can start from ground zero and start building up from there. So, so, so important. Okay, so let's go through where we are right now in Old Money Method. Module one is wealth architecture. Module two is regulated spending and a plan for your money. Module three is accelerated debt freedom. Module four is all about preserving wealth and paying yourself. This is my most favorite section because this is all about how I quietly in the background fund everything that I want to do. My Botox, my vacations, my pedicures, my skincare, my, I don't know what else, Poppy's healthcare. All of the things, and I'm walking you through. I'm not just telling you about it. I'm showing you on a screen share how to actually set up all of the ways to automatically pay yourself and why I pay myself first every single month, twice a month. And then module five, which is probably the most hotly requested. This is the thing everybody's been asking me about. How to invest. How to invest consistently. How to set it up. What type of account? Where do I even get started? It doesn't feel like it's going to make any sense, any difference. What do I do? I'm going to screen share with you and set up an account with you and show you exactly how I would do it. That's not financial advice. It's financial education. I'm going to show you everything, whether we talk about 401k, Roth IRAs, employer matches, stock market fundamentals, dollar cost averaging, buying the haystack, not the needle, what to do when the market is tanking, how to keep your emotions calm, what resources you need, what actually to do to set up your account today live in module five. It's going to be there for you so we can do it together. It's going to be that easy, but it's module five because we need to first figure out the wealth architecture, the plan for your money, getting you out of debt, how to pay yourself, and then how to multiply your money. This is the course that I know is going to help so many people finally organize their money once and for all. This is the course that is going to bring so much clarity to people about the things that they feel like they should have been taught in high school about personal finance. It's the things I feel like I should have been taught in personal finance as well. And this is a culmination of years of learning and reading and teaching and exploring and failing and figuring it out and making it as simple as possible. Because as I said at the beginning of this podcast episode, I used to start and stop. I used to try these fad diets, so to speak, with my money. I used to do these very complicated systems of how I thought I was going to achieve all my goals, and then I would never follow through with any of it. And it was always discouraging me. I was always discouraged about what was going on with my money until I finally figured out this is the order of operations. These are my new standards. This is my financial minimum. This is how I operate. This is how my money works. And it is as simple and as straightforward as I could possibly make it. There is so much gatekeeping and so much jargon in this world of finance. So I want you to come to this course and leave feeling empowered, in control, like you're not going to need to avoid your money anymore. Like it's organized, like you know how to maintain it. I equate money to fitness and health all the time because these are two of the most, especially for women, triggering subjects that we talk about often that are so closely correlated to things like our self-worth, to the wealth, to the fitness, to the health, all the things. And I think about it this way. If you're going into the gym for the very first time and you are very much overweight, you've never worked out before, you're going to feel a lot of days that you're discouraged. You're going to feel like this is really hard work. You're going to feel like, why can't I just have that body? Why can't I just get there? And I relate to that a lot. I relate to that a lot in trying to work for the body that you want to have, work for the health that you want to have. I've had so many health challenges in my life that I've had to work really hard to, and I'm still working to try to optimize. And if you're feeling like I'm so far in debt, like I don't even know how to get out of it, I want you to think about that as like walking into the gym for the very first time after never having worked out before in your life. And the reality is that that's a super intimidating experience to have. And it's scary to do it alone. And it's scary to do it without a plan. And it's scarier to print out a free 30-day workout plan from some influencer on Instagram to walk into the gym and think that that's going to be the thing that changes your life. That's very, very rare. What I would love to see is somebody walking into the gym with a commitment to change their self-identity from somebody who is unhealthy to somebody who is healthy, somebody who is an athlete. And what does an athlete do? They train with somebody. They walk in with a partner, an accountability partner, a coach, somebody who's going to make sure that they don't get injured, somebody who's going to make sure that they do things at the right pace, somebody who's going to push them to be better when they can be better. You can lift more than that. Let's do one more rep. Let's try one more thing. That's what's really important about doing this as a community. I want to be your coach in this process. I will help you build the wealth architecture just like you would want to build the body that you need. Maybe you want a big booty, maybe you want big shoulders, maybe you want to run a marathon. Whatever your goal is, you need to go into the gym with a plan. And I want to go into the gym with you with a plan that is foolproof, that is easy, and it encompasses every area of your life because you know how it is. You walk into the gym first time, you're not making all the changes in the gym. You're making all the changes in the decision that you take to take a hot girl walk instead of sit on the couch and to eat some vegetables instead of order McDonald's again. And then treat yourself with McDonald's every once in a while because you're still a girl that loves the fries. I love those fries. They smell so fucking good. So how can we make this as easy as possible, as fun as possible, as expansive as possible as we're building towards the wealth architecture of your dreams? Because that's how I look at it. It's like building a building. It's like building a body. It's like doing it together and doing it in a way that is sustainable forever is the key. Because here's the hack to all of it. It's all automated. Everything about my money is automated. It's happening in the background and it frees me up to worry about bigger, better problems. Like how am I going to scale my business? How am I going to buy that home? How am I going to invest in that business? Because that's when the wealth really starts to freaking spiral up into this absolute crazy building of your life. And you have this architecture of wealth that's supporting you in every step of the way. So Old Money Method is open. Modules are all in there. The discount code for 15% off, which is valid until this Friday, is TRUSTFUND15. If you need to organize your money before 2026 starts, this is your chance. this is what you need to do. I will see you in there. I cannot wait to be on this journey with you of just making your money feel so nice, so right, so tight as you go into the new year so that you have less money stress than you've ever had before, because that's what you deserve. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you on the next episode. Stay tuned. This is going to be a crazy one. We're going to go into like the quantum field and 3D and 5D. Like, you don't even know. Get ready. I'll talk to you soon.